So after a week of confusion, conflicting messages, the family of the man reported to have become a father to a set of decuplets has stated that they've concluded the 10 babies did not exist. So we saw for the past week Pretoria News reporting about these babies, lots of questions being asked, and then the Tsotetsi family putting out a statement last night confirming that they haven't seen these 10 babies and, you know, just putting to bed really a lot of confusion. Sanef has now responded to that, saying the entire episode ranks as one of the lowest points in the history of South African journalism. Very concerning indeed. Mkhlatsi Mkhlatsi is the Secretary General of Sanef, also the Editor-in-Chief here at EWN. Mkhlatsi, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Sure. Sanef's strongly worded statement here, calling on the management of independent media to urgently institute an independent inquiry. Your reaction to the statement last night and how Pretoria News has handled all of this?
Mandy, thank you very much for having us. And I mean, I share with you the sentiment of the confusion that actually emerged after that story was published by independent newspapers. And what we are basically establishing is that the basic tenets of journalism were actually not followed, because with any story as significant as this one, one that was going to draw international attention, national attention, you needed to make sure that the facts are correct. Secondly, when we as a media industry are basically working very hard to restore the trust relationship with the public, and also when the public is battling to decipher in terms of what is fake news and what is real news, this story, the way it was handled, has really damaged not only independent but the entire profession, because people don't say that this was a story by Pretoria News and independent, but they say, look at what journalists are doing. They are publishing stories that are not truthful. And that is the damage that we are really concerned about. And we took a while and processed it and allowed for time and space, but it became very clear that the babies are not there.
Well, Mkhlatsi, one of the problems here is that the Independent doesn't subscribe to the press code. As I understand it, they are not members of SANEF. So how much leeway do you have here to rein them in and hold them to account?
We actually don't have a lot. And I mean, we have had many people who have complained to us to say that they are unable to hold Independent accountable. They have said that they have created their own press ombuds and their own council for people to complain. Some people have come back to us and said that process internally that Independent has created is not satisfactory. And we have continuously called for Independent to come back and go to the press council, because it is an independent body. It holds all of us accountable, and it also allows the public to have some protection. At the moment, the public doesn't, so we will issue the statement, we will speak on your platforms and many others, because we want to protect the integrity of journalism in this country.
Mkhlatsi, thank you so much. Mkhlatsi Mkhlatsi is the Secretary General at SANEF. That statement coming out from them, reacting to the Pretoria News, and that the statement from the family last night, essentially saying there are no decuplets. There are many lessons in this for journalism that require introspection and reflection, but it's also a lesson for the public to be more discerning. And red flags were up immediately for us and for my team. And those of us who dared question were abused and berated for doubting. And I think it's important that we all learn from this.